episode 18.
Welcome to Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets, the show that offers you insight, tips, tricks, and shortcuts to superior hockey play.
Well, I know it's been a while since I last broadcasted, but it's been for some pretty good reasons. And no, it's not because I've been out of diet soda. The first reason for the delay is that I've upgraded my audio computer to something that should be pretty high-powered. Of course, that hasn't come without some big-time delays in my studio work and a couple of major snags. The other reason for my absence is hockey-related, and something I'm going to share with you in just a few minutes. As for the rest of this show, I'm going to discuss another of Coach Chick's rules for winners, and I'm going to also offer you a neat little gift. So, without further delay, let's spin that theme song. I have just a quick administrative update about my recent online coaching seminar. The first showing is complete. I've already received some nice feedback from those who participated, and I'm now reoffering those webcasts. Here's how it works. Blogger limits me to 100 guests for a venture like that. So, I've posted a number or a countdown for the remaining spots. I think just a few are gone right now. And once I get the 100 new viewers, I'll start the presentations again. Not to worry about the timing of things. What I'll do is leave part one of the seminar up for a week, this giving visitors plenty of time to go through everything, including some great videos. Next, I'll post the final segment, part two, and I'll leave that up for an equal length of time. This second round of webcasts is still free, but I don't know how much longer I can keep giving services away. Anyway, if you're interested, you'll find a link to the seminar down below in my show notes at myhockeysecrets.blogspot.com. Well, now it's time to address another of Coach Chick's rules for winners. And number 17 advises my players to always know what's happening with the puck. Now, I think I said in the last episode how I'm often frustrated by the cliches tossed around by color analysts and some coaches. And while the common terminology tells skaters to keep their heads on a swivel, my always know what's happening with the puck probably explains the principle better. The main idea is for players to move any way they need to within the game action, while at the same time attempting not to often take their eyes off the puck. There are at least two situations where this is critical. One, when a player is covering a man away from the puck, he can't become so absorbed in his man that he loses track of the puck. After all, circumstances can change greatly in a few seconds, and those new conditions might call for a drastic change in the player's role. Point number two, switching to the attack here. I can't tell you how many times I've seen potential pass receivers actually surprised because a teammate dished them the puck when they weren't ready. A lot of that comes from a supposedly open man moving while not keeping his eyes fixed on what's happening with that puck. Okay, now for that free gift and the other reason I'm a bit late with this episode. You see, my NEHI teams completed their seasons over recent weeks, but I've been hard at work preparing for my next year's teams to start training pretty soon. To explain what's going to happen, starting in mid-May, I'll refer to something I discussed in quite a bit of detail in my very first show. At that time, last fall, I observed some young lady tennis players in a tournament, and I shared with listeners my feelings that a lot of their deficiencies had more to do with basic athletic shortcomings than they did with specific tennis skills. And I related this to developing young hockey players. So, where am I going with this? Starting in a couple of weeks, my guys have a little bit better than 3 months to ready for next fall. And while we'll surely work on some hockey-specific skills, I'm also going to help my guys improve their athleticism. Over the course of the off-season, we'll do lots of coordination stuff in gymnastics. We'll do plenty with agility ladders. And we'll also do some age-specific plyometrics and some sprint training, mainly because there's scientific proof of a correlation between sprint speed and skating speed. By the way, most of our spring and summer training is done off ice, either in the motion lab, outdoors on grass, or at a local inline facility. There are two very good reasons for this. First, while we're going to make unbelievable gains over the coming months, I still want my guys to look forward to the ice. It's a little psych job, perhaps, on my side of things, but it is interesting how enthusiastic they are to get back to that ice again. Secondly, and at least as importantly, I found that more can actually be accomplished away from the ice. But rather than taking my word for it, I've posted a short video below that'll provide you a little food for hockey thought. Then, would you like to know just about everything I do? About sprint training, about using agility ladders, and about enhancing some hockey skills without ice? Well, a number of my focus videos have been made available over at CoachChick.com. They're narrowly focused on a given topic. They're jam-packed with ideas, and they're super inexpensive. Well, that's about it for another show. And if you've come across this episode without visiting the site, Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets is located at myhockeysecrets.blogspot.com. Then, a good reason to visit. I'm also including a free focus video, this one aimed at giving you a common sense explanation of overspeed training. That's another thing I do in my videos, you know, attempting to reduce a lot of science and technical stuff into things young coaches, players, and parents can really use. Finally, to make up for some lost time, you can expect another episode very shortly. In the meantime, enjoy the videos, and please take a look over at CoachChick.com.
Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets is brought to you by New England Hockey and CoachChick.com.